trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Looking for a way to advance your career? Northwestern offers a master's in health communication in just 1 year. Attend the April 14th info session. More at HealthCom with two M's, .northwestern.edu.
Truck drivers, listen up. Schneider is holding hiring events near you, seeking drivers of all experience levels for a wide variety of career opportunities. Meet a Schneider recruiter April 11th, 9 to 11 a.m. and noon to 2 p.m. at Schneider Chicago facility. That's April 11th, 9 to 11 and noon to 2 at Schneider Chicago facility. Get full event details, learn more about Schneider, and search all of Schneider's opportunities at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
To every car owner who has ever said, please, no more car payments,
take the drive.
The men and women at Berlin 200,000 Mile Shops introduced the drive for 200,000 miles.
It's custom tailored to deliver every useful mile that was built into your car.
Imagine getting 200,000 mile warranties on brakes, mufflers, and tires.
You heard it right. Merlin gives you 200,000 mile warranties on tires, brakes, and mufflers.
If you're not on Merlin's drive for 200,000 miles, you could find yourself on the road to more car payments before you know it.
Merlin 200,000 mile shops are here to say there are better places for your money.
Like vacations, college tuition, or home remodeling.
Merlin invites you to make a right turn.
That's the turn into the Merlin 200,000 mile shop nearest you.
Merlin. More life for you and your car.
Buy four qualifying General tires and get up to a $70 rebate. When you use your Car Care One credit card, you can get an extra $100 rebate. Don't pass up a $170 rebate on tires. Visit Merlin today. Majestic Oaks Golf Course at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort is having its annual Spring Thought Tournament April 19th. The four-player scramble starts at 10 a.m. There'll be a skins game and tons of prizes. To register or for more info, call 262-725-9200 or lakelawnresort.com.
Baseball season is here, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score! Scoreboard update.
4 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Wolves' push for the playoffs continues with home games this Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. Well, the Cubs are on the board. They blank the Cardinals 2-0 this afternoon at Wrigley Field. Jake Arrieta, 7 scoreless innings, while Fanning 7 and walking 3. Starlin Castro, Miguel Montero with RBI. Of course, that's Montero's first as a Cub. They're in Colorado Friday, where Travis Wood faces the Rockies. Also, if you missed the news earlier, Cubs skipper Joe Maddon will be on the Score every week this season. He'll join the Spiegel and Goff Show Tuesdays at noon. Tonight, Jose Quintana looks for his first career win against Kansas City. Sox lefty 0-6 in 12 career starts against the division rivals. Danny Duffy counters for the Royals. In 4 games against Duffy last year, Jose Abreu a home run and drove in a pair. Pre-game with Chris Ranji at 6:35 right here on the Score. One game earlier this afternoon, Tigers hammered the Twins 11-0. Anibal Sanchez threw 6 2/3 innings of 3-hit baseball. In Kinsler, Anthony Ghost drove in a combined 7 runs for Detroit. Derrick Rose makes his return to the Bulls tonight, just shy of 6 weeks after his most recent knee surgery. Guard slated to play about 20 minutes tonight in Orlando against the Magic. Bulls a game up on Toronto for the 3 seed in the East with 5 games left in the regular season. Golf, it's the eve of the first major championship. The Masters begins tomorrow and Tiger Woods is back after 62 days of rehab.
I worked hard. It was... people would never understand how much work I put into it to come back and do this again. But it was sun up to sundown.
Woods seeking his 15th major championship. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. Join the Score broadcasting live tomorrow from Shy Sox Bar and Grill from 1 to 2:30 with Terry Bors and Dan Bernstein in pre- and post-game with Chris Ranji, located at Game 5 of U.S. Cellular Field. Celebrate opening day with White Sox Radio Network and 670 The Score. I'm Jordan Bernfield. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score, tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Royals on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This are brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Bors and Bernstein.
Let's do this thing.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey, you know what I could do without, really?
I think
I'm good on this entire baseball season. Seeing another Cubs fan interviewed on TV for any reason at all.
Oh, agreed.
I think I'm done. I think I'm good. I don't think we need to hear from, you know,
they always
Steve Johnson, Cubs fan.
Yeah, they find bad representatives from your people.
It just doesn't. I think any sports fan that's interviewed for anything,
probably
it's not good.
Yeah. And by the way, we should straighten this out too. And this is not George. It's just the copy's fault.
Yeah, it's the copy's fault.
You will be with me on Friday.
Right. The copy was never ever changed.
Is not magically appearing.
No, he's not coming back from Paris a day early to do an hour and a half show with you.
Hour and a half show at this. He's not going to do that. We will be out there and we will have a great time saying hello to White Sox Nation.
Yeah, so we'll be at the Shy Sox Bar and Grill on Friday from 1 until 2:35. Looking
Indeed.
Forward to that. And I'm pretty sure, all the show. I mean, the Spiegel and Goff are there too, aren't they?
No, they're at.
Are they out somewhere?
The other Cork and Kerry at Cork of the Park.
Oh, they are. Okay.
They're at Cork of the Park. Why, I don't know, but they're at Cork of the Park.
They're not
and we're there
with
so
us.
We're separated by a few, and I'm sure Jay will come over and have a drink with us.
All right. So, we'll do the show together on Friday at the Shy Sox Bar and Grill. So, if you're going to the game on Friday, come on out. Stop by there first. You should go there anyway, regardless of our broadcast.
Anyway.
It's a great place.
Hell,
great
yes.
food. And great staff there. So, come on and hang out. And then tomorrow, we'll be on after the White Sox game. So, we're looking 4:30-ish, 5-ish, somewhere we'll be
somewhere
on.
Yeah, somewhere around there we'll be here.
So we will not do Who You Crapping. You can still email your e-craps to Dan, and he'll have those for next week. So you don't have to email them to me since we're not doing it tomorrow. I would like to give away one of these Bulls Sox Academy.
Yeah, you should do that.
Scholarships right now. So it's a 2015 Bulls Sox Academy Summer Camp Scholarship. The Academy includes a week of intensive training in the fundamentals and advanced skills of baseball, basketball, or fast-pitch softball. Each camper must be 12 years of age or younger to enroll. For more information or to enroll your child, log on to BullsSoxAcademy.com. Caller 6 right now, 312-591-6700 will win this scholarship. 312-591-6700, that is caller 6, and we have one more that we will do before 6 o'clock.
I would like people to understand, too, in case they don't know, that those things are spectacular for kids.
They are. No, they are spectacular.
They are spectacular for kids.
My nephew's gone the last 2 years, and it's just been great.
Yeah,
they just love it. Yeah, it's
my grandkids have all, yep. So it is really, I mean, they eat this stuff up.
There's a couple texts here at 670-11. Check the money trail on Diamond Stone. His AAU team is Under Armour. Maryland wears Under Armour. That's from Todd. Thank you for that, Todd. That wouldn't surprise me one bit. 847 says, one of the well-known reasons Gary Anderson left the football job at Wisconsin because he was frustrated with the academic standards and the unwillingness to bend admission requirements for football recruits.
Oh my God, we're living on the high road here. Yeah,
well,
okay.
But here's the thing though. I'm just saying with this whole Diamond Stone thing and, you know, the AAU thing and Under Armour, that all sounds pretty, you know, realistic as far as my world
and my
perspective
works,
on college sports is concerned. But I'm just saying that if he really wanted to go to Wisconsin and they were not going to accept him because of academic requirements, I think a story would have been made of that. More than it being kept quiet.
I
or
see
hidden.
What you're saying now.
That's all I'm saying. Right.
Most assuredly would have.
It's because they got railed for not getting Mr. Basketball in their own state.
All
these
of a sudden,
school.
Wisconsin has become Northwestern. How they can't get anybody in
right,
school.
But I'm just saying that. I mean, they got railed for not getting Mr. Basketball in their home state. So if that was the reason why, that would have been out there. It wasn't that. Oh no, he didn't want us or didn't choose us. We can't take him. Because he doesn't meet the academic requirements. I think that would have been a story. Hey, Dave in the north side, if you're still there, been holding a long time, what's happening?
Oh, boy.
Hey, guys. Bleed blue, see red. And I just wanted to say you were talking about the Derrick Rose injury earlier. And another guy from Chicago, Mr. Illinois basketball, Eddie Curry. He ended up getting his heart problems when he was young. But who knows how good he could have been.
Well, no. He was never, no.
I mean, he was never going to be an MVP of...
Not to that.
Oh,
quality.
Definitely not MVP. Yeah. No, no.
No, not an MVP.
Yeah, that's why I think. And Dave, it took me for a second. Yeah, he's a Cubs fan and a Bulls fan because he bleeds blue and he sees red.
Consult your physician, by the way.
If you bleed blue and you see red?
Yeah, what does that make
you? Wait, does that mean he sees red all the time, or when he bleeds blue, he still sees red?
I don't know.
I mean, it should be blue.
There used to be a word in the old country we used for that. We can't use it anymore.
Sports fan.
But you know what word I'm talking about.
Yes.
So, Dave, we appreciate you hanging in there with us, but no.
Yeah, I think it's a unique situation with Derrick Rose. A lot of people really angry on texting, too, at 6711 about people mentioning Kerry Wood because he was never an elite pitcher. And, you know, really, when you look at his numbers, he really wasn't.
No. He had an elite game, and he had some elite talent, but right. he never
came close to his potential,
no.
You think.
I mean, so.
I mean, he cracked 200 innings. You know how many times in his career?
Once.
Twice.
Okay.
Three times, lady. Twice he went over 200 innings.
That's what you got to do. You got to be one of those guys to be recognized.
Best pitching season record-wise was 0-1 with a 12-6 record. Most wins was 14-11, the big year of 0-3.
Yep, he was good, though. He was good in the playoffs. He was strong. And then, of course, he had a
two-time
chance in
All-Star.
Game 7.
Yeah.
And, uh-oh.
Two-time All-Star, obviously 0-3, and then 0-8 as a closer.
It's a closer.
When he finished with 34 saves for the... No. Team that got swept by the Dodger.
He had a unique. He had an elite game. He was not just by the numbers and the injury. Who knew? How can you tell? Because right. He had one game, perhaps the greatest game ever pitched.
And the it's up there. I mean, people make an argument for it, and there's numbers to support that and break it down. That it's one of the top three games
and
ever.
I'm doing that by the numbers because you know me, Maddie. Right. I'm a numbers guy.
You are a numbers guy. One of the top three games ever pitched in Major League Baseball history. The Cubs got a win here against the St. Louis Cardinals, so they split their opening series because they canceled last night's game because of the threat of no rain.
Yeah, too rainy.
Want to mention, too, that I'm actually going to have some events coming up with Bud Light and Jake Arrieta that'll be at different venues in the Lakeview area. And we have our first one coming up in a couple weeks. As soon as we have more details about that, we'll get that out for you.
Outstanding.
Yeah, so they won't be on the air. We'll be hanging out somewhere, and Cubs fans will come on out and can hang out with me and meet and talk to Jake Arrieta. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a fun thing that we do to surround Cubs games, and people come on out and hang out with us at different venues around the area. So it should be good. And as soon as we get the details, we can give out the first one. We'll let you know that. We'll put it out, of course, at 670thescore.com and also on my Twitter, at Matt Abaticola. Looking forward to hanging out with Cubs pitcher Jake Arrieta.
I kind of like the last couple of days of making Wisconsin people angry. I really thrive on that. You know, you got your steroids-infested baseball player. Then you got your basketball coach who can't stop whining. So, I mean, you know, I think there's plenty of room there to just kind of do a little self
See, and,
analysis
you know,
here on, the, your, on some of these things.
Here's the thing, too, with Ryan Braun. I know that the hate for Ryan Braun you have runs deep.
Oh, yeah.
And I would have an issue with how deep your hatred ran if he was just a guy who took PEDs and he benefited from that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the end of the story. He got caught, and then he's off the stuff.
Yep. But not what happened.
And the fact that he went so deep to deny and then try to destroy
a man's life. Yep.
That's what makes it just so despicable.
Yep. That's what he is, too. He's a despicable dude. And that congratulations on that. I know he got hurt the other day. Good for him. I hope he stays hurt. And plenty of animus aimed at Wisconsin.
Right.
I mean, that's great that he's hurt, and it's too bad your basketball coach is an old fool. I mean, it's really too bad for you, but that's what he is. So, you know, enjoy.
So you're not gonna let this go on Bill Ryan.
No, I'm never gonna let it go. No, I don't. I mean, let it go on others. I'm not gonna let it go on him. You got a true glimpse into what he really thinks here. That's a true glimpse of stupid. No, I'm not gonna let it go. Never. We used to call it in the old country, no use for him. And that's where I am with him. Not necessary, Matt. Not necessary. And all the stuff about the officials, not necessary. You wouldn't have won anyway. And then adding up the Duke totals against everybody, apparently you have no chance against Duke because they don't ever foul.
Right.
Apparently. So, no, there's no reason for it. You got beat by a better team. You had the lead, and you couldn't hold on to it. And you got beat by two freshmen, three freshmen, really.
Right.
So, I know that made you mad. And all of a sudden, ooh, yeah, we don't do that around here because we're better than that. Okay, fine.
Hey, a texter wants to know if you watched the 20 strikeout game.
I did.
All right, good. Remember, if you call and you talk to Terry, you have to ask him first if you saw a particular game. Yesterday at the Maryville Academy in Des Plaines, the Bears had their luncheon where they handed out the Block Courage Award.
And unfortunately, George McCaskey was around.
Matt Slauson received the organization's Ed Block Courage Award, mm-hmm. and George McCaskey made some comments about Ray McDonald. And I just want to play what George had to say because it just sparked a thought listening to Spiegs and Goff earlier today. They were talking about Ray McDonald and the Ray McDonald signing, and Spiegs said something that I thought was interesting, and I wanted to ask you about it.